Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That was the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that's kind of how I'm feeling about life today. We have, however, on a much more good side, we have our next segment of Teen Rap with Dr. Drew Sams, also known as Pastor Drew Sams, also known as Daddy Drew. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years. He just finished receiving his doctorate from George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. And Pastor Drew and his wife live in Westlake Village, California. They just welcomed their firstborn son, Judah Andrew. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew. I mean, Dr. Sams.
Hey, thanks. I know a lot of new titles for me. Dad, yes. Doctor. Dad's, I think, the best new title. That's a lot of fun.
Well, that's the first thing on my business card. When I list all of what I think I do and who I am, Dad comes first. That followed by writer and other things I do. But Dad is a job for life.
It is, and it's nonstop, as I'm learning, around the clock.
Well, I hear we were talking on the break that Judah Andrew has a little bit of acid reflux and isn't sleeping so well. So my condolences on that for sure.
Yeah, it's, of course, much better doing these types of all-nighters than the all-nighters I did in school, because I know that it's a gift of love to my son.
Well, actually, they both are. The all-nighters at school were a gift of love to yourself and your future.
True.
To prepare yourself. It's just that this one just has a particular sweet side to it, given how long it took for you guys to finally become parents and the blessings of the whole process. It's really neat. And now the irony of you completing your doctorate, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
All that's the good news. The sad news is that yet another young person, in this case, Junior Seo, has committed suicide. And I know you faced this in your teen ministry, and we had that period we talked several months ago when, do you know it's 6 months since that rash of death and suicides that took place that we spoke about?
Yeah, there were so many in 1 week. I think it was three or four in one week.
It was three, and the reason I know it's 6 months is the girlfriend of one of the kids that killed himself had a six-month kind of reunion of friends, and my older son went to it. So that's how I know it was 6 months ago. And, of course, the issue of suicide just doesn't go away. And now we have this more public example of a apparently, you know, happy, successful, well-to-do young man at 43 who kills himself with three teenage kids, evidently. So I'm wondering what you're thinking today about this. I know you've faced it in your community, and I'd like some reflections, I think a little bit more from Pastor Drew, if you don't mind, than Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Of all the hats I wear, you know, like you said, it's been 6 months since those youth in our community took their life, and for many of us, life eventually went on. You know, we got back to the routines of our lives, and we think, wow, 6 months, that went by quick, but for a lot of people, friends, of course, family, life hasn't been able to go on. And I imagine those in Junior Seo's life, his kids, his family, his parents, his
close
friends.
They will be
forever
affected, without a doubt.
Yeah, there's no, it's, as I call it, there's a new normal. It'll never go back to normal, but there becomes a new normal, and it's life without Junior. And, you know, even as I've been listening to talk radio, his friends have been getting on saying, gosh, if only I knew. I wish you reached out to me. I would have, you know, tried to be there more for him. And, you know, it's so hard in life. So much happens under the surface that we don't know. And you know, when we get together and we kind of keep surface our conversations, we never know what's going on. And so I just think that what a great opportunity for us to be good friends, really asking, hey, how are you doing?
And actually probing if you have to.
Yeah, because, of course, you know, the culturally appropriate answer is, I'm doing great, or I'm fine. And we're satisfied with that. But to say, no, really, how are you doing?
It's different, and that's what I was asserting. It is really different between men and women. And that's also what Wayne Levine in the previous segment was talking about. Men just have a tendency to put on a macho side and cover up. And it's got to be that way big time among sports stars, particularly violent sports like football or ice hockey, as it must be military. I mean, we know about so many incidents of post-trauma syndrome where the military have come home and they just cannot adjust and adapt.
Yeah.
It's the same. So whereas women, again, big generality, of course there's exceptions, but I think men tend to cover it up way too much.
I agree. And I think also men put their identity in what they do so often.
Yeah, that's what Wayne was saying too.
Yeah, you know, I am what I do. I am my job. I am what I create and produce or oversee, or the, you know, the budgets that I manage or the teams that I manage. And, you know, I don't know Junior Seau personally. I grew up as a kid a huge fan of watching him play. He was a phenomenal player and a great ambassador for the sport of football. And I don't know what it's like to play professional sports, but I only imagine when you have that identity for so long, because he had such longevity in the NFL, and then to step out of that world, you know, he didn't continue on as a coach. He wasn't owning a team. He wasn't
a commentator.
A commentator, which so many of them go into. So I can only guess that.
Well, the interesting thing is
identity wasn't there.
Oh, of course, that's what I suspect, and of course, we don't know enough yet, and we may never know about what really happened. But the irony is, you said so many of them become commentators. Actually, so few of them become commentators.
That's a great reminder.
When you really look at the number, okay, we know the handful. The Troy Aikmans and the others that just stay in the limelight. But the vast majority that weren't superstars to begin with, that were just journeymen, making a good living for sure. But if they were, you know, on defense and they weren't a star receiver or quarterback, their anonymity could be very quick to return.
You know, that's a great commentary. Maybe what it is that so many commentators, so many sports commentators, came out of the pro sports world so often. You know, in our culture, we say, "Oh, well, when you retire, just go be a commentator."
Yeah, exactly.
That's in front of them. That's a great point.
Yeah, it's like George Carlin used to say. So, you want to be a millionaire? Okay, get $1 million.
Yeah.
Before we end, and believe it or not, we're out of time. Do you have any scripture reference you'd like to include, or any general thoughts about what the Bible says about life and suicide and all that?
Gosh. Well, there's so many, just you know, on the sanctity of life. But there's a verse in Ecclesiastes that I'm reminded of, and it's actually a verse that often people reference in weddings. But it's in Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, and it says this: two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow man. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up again. Again, if two lie down together, they keep each other warm. But how can only one person keep themselves warm? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. And, you know, every single one of us is going to fall at some point. We'll fail at some point. But do we have somebody else in our life to help pick us back up, to encourage us?
That was a beautiful a quote and passage, and I think it's a great lesson, which is look around you.
Yep.
Look deep into the eyes of your friends and your loved ones. Make sure when you ask them how they are that you're getting the right answer. And if you have to probe and be a little in their face, maybe that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, they say better a mad friend than a dead friend.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're nearly out of time, Pastor Drew. Where can my listeners find you?
Well, I'm blogging back now again at drewsams.com, and looking forward to seeing you there.
Are you posting photos?
I am. Finally, I figured out, who would have thought, here I am in the 21st century having a hard time uploading photos, and I finally got it down.
Good,
I'm so used to just keeping them on my phone, but now they're up and available.
Well, Judah Andrew will probably have a photo record and a video record of his life, unlike what we had. And I think that's really fascinating, how our kids will grow up with more awareness of their youth than we ever had, in the form of recordings and video and such.
Yeah, I've got the audio recording of his first cries. Who would have thought? I mean, amazing. Amazing.
Not to mention the birth. Well, thank you, Pastor Drew. Look forward to talking with you again next week. And congratulations, Dr. Drew, Daddy Drew, and Pastor Drew.
Thanks, Bruce. See you next week.
Okay, it's time for another break. We will be back after these messages with Jody Okun for the Women's Room.
When I fit on more than I could chew, but through it all.